Great to have your company on this Wednesday edition of Racing Pulse. Well, the big news before the vaccination announcement was the weights released for the running of this year's Lexus Melbourne Cup and the Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup. Heading the weights, Sonny Boy Liston, who won't be making his trip out here to Australia in the Melbourne Cup. That last year's winner, Twilight Payment, will carry number one saddlecloth with 58 kilos in the Lexus Melbourne Cup. And for the Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup, heading the weights is Sir Dragonette, and also very elegant, probably unlikely to run, which means Spanish Mission, who will be having a chat to Andrew Balding in a few moments, will most likely carry saddlecloth number one with 57 kilos. Greg Carpenter has the mammoth task each and every year, and this may have been one of the most difficult years for him to assess with the favourite Incentivise, a most intriguing runner. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Really well, Michael, and you're right. The Incentivise pose one of those problems to solve that comes along every couple of years where you see a horse rapidly emerging and you've got to try and make a determination about what is the appropriate weight.
If he didn't win the Maccabi on Saturday, what weight would you have given him?
Well, it's interesting. If he hadn't run in the Maccabi Diva, or if he'd probably put in a neutral performance, I think in all honesty, he would have landed around 53.5. It was very difficult. As a handicapper, the more times you see a horse perform to a level, the more comfortable you are with your assessment. So had he not run in the Maccabi Diva, we basically would have been making an assessment off that 12-length romp in the Tattersall's Cup against Mirage Dancer over 2,400 metres during the Queensland Carnival. Now, that was visually very, very impressive, but you always want to see the horse run again. Had he run very competitively and run second or third in the Maccabi Diva, he would have got more weight than that. It would have been a substantiation of his talent. But in the end, he won the race. He beat Mawanga and Sir Dragonette at weight for age. Tafane had come off a very good performance in the Menzies first up, ran fourth. Mawanga had won the Wink Stakes at Group 1 level going into the race. And even though it wasn't a quick time, Brett Preble was able to find the front, dictate. Tafane challenged, and he fought her off, and I thought was quite strong up the line. So it was another piece of evidence that gave us an opportunity to make an assessment about him. And then you start looking at, well, now you've got the Queensland race and this race. Where does he fit in exciting horses that have emerged in previous years? We looked at Russian Camelot. The year before, he'd won the South Australian Derby as a Northern Hemisphere three-year-old, beating Dallasan and Warning, older horses, and we had to make a decision about him. We gave him 53.5. Now, that represented the equivalent of an older horse getting 56.5. We gave Incentivise 55.5. The year before that, Murder Glass came from Japan as a non-Group 1 winner that had won five races on the trot, including three modest Group 3 races by a combined margin of 2.5 lengths, and we gave him 55.5, and he won the race. So you look at that sort of precedent, and there were others. We looked at Humidor, who won an Australian Cup after coming from New Zealand, and we gave him 56. So in the end, we made a decision that 55.5 was the appropriate weight. I know others thought he'd get more. Most people probably thought he'd get a bit less. He wasn't handicapped on potential, because if he was, he would have got much more than 55.5. But on the two pieces of evidence we had, the Queensland win and the Maccabi Diva, 55.5 is where he landed.
A few SMSs and questions from listeners coming through and tweets as well. Dane on Twitter and Daryl Burnett on Twitter asking, how does Incentivise give weight to Mawunga? How does Mawunga carry 1.5 kilos less? Both have won a Group 1 weight for age this preparation. And
yeah,
Mawunga's a multiple
so
Group 1 winner.
So let's deal with that one first. They ran at weight for age on Saturday, and Incentivise beat Mawunga. Both race runs full of merit. Now, weight for age for Incentivise and Mawunga in the Caulfield Cup is 1.5 kilos. They have 1.5 kilos between them. So basically they're meeting at weight for age as they did on Saturday, relevant to the scale. So they, just again, the 1,600 metres on Saturday, weight for age differential was half. In the Melbourne Cup and the Caulfield Cup, it's 1.5 kilos. So they're the same way off-way for ages. They were on Saturday. And Mwanga has won the Rose Hill Guineas, hasn't pushed out beyond that. And as I said, incentivised, beating Bonnie's merits on Saturday, as well as beating Sir Dragon A, I must admit. So he meets Sir Dragon A 2.5 kilos better, having beaten him. But obviously, Sir Dragon A's won the Cox Plate and also the Tancred Stakes over 2,400.
Obviously, the winner for the Caulfield Cup's liable for a further penalty into the Melbourne Cup. Bray Sokolsky, speaking to him this morning, seems to be under the impression that because he's got 55.5 kilos, he's probably, if he wins the Caulfield Cup, not going to get that much more of a penalty. Is that correct? How do you work out what type of penalties a horse could get from a Caulfield Cup to a Melbourne Cup?
Well, let's very quickly talk about penalty, because we've also been chatting with the connections around his next start in the Turnbull. Let's confirm that the Turnbull Stakes is not a penalty race or either the Caulfield-Melbourne Cup. So he goes to the Turnbull, hopefully, on October 2nd. And if he wins that, he stays on 55.5 and well handicapped in both races. Now, with the progression through to the Caulfield Cup, to the Melbourne Cup, you know, the logic there is that 55.5, he's already quite high up in the weights. It's obvious that he's going to meet a number of horses in the Melbourne Cup that aren't going to run in the Caulfield Cup. We can't make a determination now about what penalty you would be anticipating, but it's fair to say in recent times the higher up horses been in the weights, the less the penalty, because we know that once you get to 57 and beyond in a Melbourne Cup, it's very, very difficult to win in the last four decades. So it'll be about the progression from 24 to 3200. The understanding that there are going to be horses like perhaps Sir Dragon A, Very Elegant, Twilight Payment, Gold Trip, and a number of others who won't necessarily contest the Caulfield Cup that will be there in the Melbourne Cup. But it's a nice problem to have. You win a $5 million race and then on to the Melbourne Cup, and we'll make that determination around penalty following the Caulfield Cup's been run and won.
A question from a listener here saying, was the chosen one a hard horse to wait this year?
He probably was, only in the respect that he's now a year older. He was very good last year, running 53.5, third in the Caulfield Cup, fourth in the Melbourne Cup. One of the issues this year was that if you look at the Melbourne Cup, last year Twilight Payment, Sir Dragonette and Very Elegant all had 55.5. Now, Twilight Payment's gone up 2.5 kilos to 58, same penalty that Mackay Bidiva, the last horse to win the Melbourne Cup in successive years, went up. So Dragonette's gone up 2 kilos and Very Elegant's gone up 1.5 kilos because they've won a number of races since the weight came out and they're top quality weight races. The chosen one has gone up just 0.5 kilo. So if he can recapture the form that he did last year in running third in the Caulfield Cup behind Very Elegant, fourth in the Melbourne Cup, then he is going to be very, very competitive. I wouldn't have liked to have taken him too much further, because we see horses like Prince of Arran and others who are consistent without winning, and you don't want to push them up in the weights too much. But I'm pretty comfortable that if he can find his best form, that he's going to run really well.
Of the internationals, Twilight Payment, obviously we've seen out here, Spanish Mission, 57 kilos. We're about to have a chat to Andrew Balding. Was there debate about whether he should have got 58, or you're very comfortable with the 57?
No, I think, you know, he's not a Group 1 winner, but we recognise that there are very few Group 1 races in Europe over long staying trips. People will be surprised to hear that, but basically there's the Irish St. Ledger, there's the Ascot Gold Cup, and there's the Goodwood Cup in England and Ireland. He won the Yorkshire Cup back in May. Last year, he won the Doncaster Cup. Now, he won that beating Salino, who then came out and won the Sydney Cup. So from the Doncaster Cup last year, he meets Salino 3.5 kilos worse. In the Yorkshire Cup, which he also won well, where he beat a field of five. And then the performance which will excite most, obviously, was his second in the Lonsdale Cup at York at his last start. Just the four runners. If you go through the third horse, the Grand Vizier, it's hard to get him any higher than 57. Stradivarius is still racing really, really well. We all think possibly not to the same level that he has in previous years, but Spanish Mission gave him a really good contest. So I'm pretty comfortable for a non-Group 1 winner on 57. I'm glad that they're going to run in the Caulfield Cup and the Melbourne Cup because it means that the Caulfield Cup will have a high-class European stayer in that race, and then he'll progress on. But I wasn't tempted to give him 58, no. I think Twilight Payment holds that honour. And if you look at Sir Dragon A and Very Elegant, I think it was hard to give him more weight than those two outstanding weight for age horses.
We should clarify too, these weights can't be raised if a couple of these at the top of the weights don't end up running as well. And just on the internationals, there's a question here from Ray. Can you ask the handicapper if there are any overseas three-year-olds, four-year-olds entered in this year's Melbourne Cup? They've had a good record over the last few years. That's from Ray. And I suppose a follow-on from that, because we have got less of the internationals, what do you think the cut-off is going to be for getting into the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup this year?
With the Northern Hemisphere three-year-old, Sir Lucan is the one that still holds an entry, a Nathan O'Brien horse that's going to be with Gay Waterhouse. He ran down the track in the English St. Ledger on Saturday, ran eighth. So he's well down the ballot now. We'll be putting the ballot order out today. I think he's in the high 40s. He's on the minimum weight 50. He ran some nice races prior to that, so he's going to struggle to get into the field, but he is the Northern Hemisphere three-year-old still alive. And you're right, with only one European horse in the Caulfield Cup, maybe you have Twilight Payment, Spanish Mission, Away He Goes, and also Gold Trip for David Eustace and Kieran Maher in the Melbourne Cup. It means that the bar, I think, is going to be lower this year. But it's still going to be challenging to get in, and that's what makes the naturalism stakes this week so important. You win that, you're in the Caulfield Cup. Bart Cummings in 2 weeks' time, you win that, you're in the Melbourne Cup. But it's a year of opportunity for Australian and New Zealand stayers to make their way into the 24 and hopefully recreate some of that, that home ground excitement that everyone has longed for in the last few years for the Melbourne Cup.
Two quick ones to finish up with. An SMS from a listener, Vow and Declare, from 57 kilos down to 54.5 kilos. Is that unusual for a past Melbourne Cup winner? And the other one that I wanted to ask you about was Very Elegant, 57 kilos. Getting pretty close to Mackayby Diva now.
Yeah, we'll quickly talk about Vow and Declare. He went to 57. It's always a challenge for a returning winner. We understand that, and they do progress very quickly up in the weights off his winning performance as a four-year-old. Fair to say his form has tapered off, and he's been assessed on his most recent form with some respect still to the fact that he did win the Melbourne Cup 2 years ago. So he's dropped 2.5. I'd love to see him run a really promising race in the naturalism on Saturday, and I think then he goes to the Bart Cummings. Peter Pan did it in 32 and 34 off the horse that won the Melbourne Cup 2 years apart. Let's see if Vow and Declare can do it. And, yeah, very mindful about the record of mares in the Melbourne Cup. Since Mackayby Diva won with 58, there's been 34 mares run. We've had Profound Beauty run fifth, Gust of Wind sixth, and Very Elegant last year run seventh. So she gets a half a kilo less than she got in the Caulfield Cup, just to reflect that. We know that she's targeting the Cox Plate. If she can get past Zaki and Sir Dragonette and State of Rest and a number of others there and go into the Melbourne Cup as a mare coming off the Cox Plate victory like and Mackayby Diva, she'll also be competitive. But it's a difficult one, and it's a really good question. I'm very mindful about the record of mares. Well, I think this year we've got a really good suite of mares going to the race, and I hope that they can finish at least one of them in the top three.
So Order of Entry is released a little later today. A few of the other big names, just as we wrap up. Explosive Jack, the Triple Derby winner on 54 kilos. We go further down, we get to see Dawn Patrol, who's well in commission at 53 kilos. Johnny Get Angry, 53 kilos. Both of those will be guaranteed of a run in the Melbourne Cup, you would imagine, Greg?
Well, certainly Johnny Get Angry and Explosive Jack, because they're four-year-olds, so that's the equivalent of Explosive Jack having 55 and a half, Johnny Get Angry 54 and a half. So Dennis Pagan in a beautiful position. The horse just has to get there in the best possible form for both races. He is in the field, as a lot of other four-year-olds are. Hungry Heart, Two Ace, Montefilia, the fillies, Kukachara, the Queensland Derby winner. With Dawn Patrol 53, he's an older horse. Normally I would say 53 is very vulnerable, but this year as we spoke, it might be a lower bar. So he could well be into the field with 53.
It's going to be fascinating. The build-up and the order of entry out later today. Speaking of handicaps, have we got a final field for the Sir Rupert Clark on Saturday?
We have. No barriers yet because they've only just closed. We've got 17 in the race, which means that the first emergency will be the horse down the bottom, I'm Thunderstruck. But just very quickly, Behemoth on 59, Probabile, Streets of Avalon, Delafan and Bo Rossa, who's got 55, so they're the horses up the top of the weights. And then we go Sierra Sioux 52.5, Buffalo River 52.5, and then on the minimum, and this is not in race book order, but Regards Marie, Groundswell, Irish Flame, Poland, Romancer, the horse from Perth for Chris and Michael Gangemi, Samizdat, Asar, Dice Roll, and Amish Boy. But just subject to finalisation, the first emergency with 17 acceptors is I'm Thunderstruck from Nick Price and Michael Kent.
All right, Greg, those barriers will be a little bit later. Appreciate your time. It's a huge moment for you each and every week. Another Melbourne Cup and Caulfield Cup have been waited. Well done. We'll wait with anticipation the order of entry a little later today.
Thanks, Michael. Great racing ahead at Caulfield, the Ripper Clark for the Naturalism. A great race on the How Now. And the puzzle's been set. Now you've just got to solve it. Who's going to win the Cup?
Can I ask you for a tip?
You can. You've got me off guard. When we speak next, I'll try and find one for you.
Okay. Very good. Greg Carpenter, Executive General Manager of Racing and Chief Handicapper at Racing Victoria. As we go to the break, confirmation, Chris Waller has just tweeted out that Nature Strip is confirmed to run in the shorts this Saturday, which is good for those who have taken the early odds. So quick break on the other side of this. We'll head over to the UK. Andrew Balding, what's he think about 57 kilos for his Star International Galloper?